The other night when the census was finished, I just kept having these flash remembrances or images of people that I had talked to and met with that I thought were really phenomenal, either phenomenally unkind or phenomenally kind or interesting.
Hi, this is Spencer Keeble, HMM correspondent, and today I'm sitting down with Andrea Cunliffe. I'm asking her about her experience as a census worker in Troy, New York. Hi, Andrea. Thanks for joining us.
Hello. Nice to be here. Thank you.
So, Andrea, just for some context, when did you decide to get involved with the census?
Well, I think they were advertising in the winter, probably January, February, they were saying, work for the census. And since I kind of felt that I wasn't doing enough for the community, I just decided to apply. It was sort of a fluke. And they came back to me. You have to go through examination by the federal department. They want to make sure that you're a safe human being to be out on the street and get clearance. You get yourself photographed and fingerprinted. And then they accepted me. And they said, great, start in March. So I was sort of excited about the idea of starting in March. And then it was detained or postponed. And then I had a training session to do group quarters enumeration, where you go and work with like hospitals or nursing homes or university residential areas to be able to collect the data from them. So that was all great. And then we waited and nothing developed from that training session other than I did a lot of reading. I sort of got involved with working at the office in Albany, helping them out in the office to get organized to do something called NRFU, which is non-response follow-up. Those are people you're interviewing to complete the census questionnaire for those people who hadn't responded.
Were you mainly going door-to-door or were you calling people?
It's wonderful what they give you. I mean, you do get all the information that you need and you get all the details that you need. Like Title 13, you cannot disclose any information and what you've got. Everything goes right to the census. So they give you an application and a telephone that you type in all the information. So they report to you every morning the people or the cases that you have to follow up. So you check them out on where they are on GPS, so you make sure everybody is usually within your living area, you know, within a mile or so of where you live. So it was perfect for me because everything was in Troy and I could walk. So I would walk it and I'd go, you know, on the addresses that were only those people who hadn't responded to the initial census questionnaire. Yeah. So if you knock on the door and nobody answers, you fill out a form and say, don't forget to contact the census. But unfortunately, a lot of people didn't respond to that. So those addresses would come back up again and you'd go back another 3 or 4 days later, or else it would be assigned to another census worker. So you'd go and you'd see if you could knock on the door and hello, how are you? You could ask them a question or two and they'd either give you an answer or they wouldn't be there and they would have to put another notice of visit through their door. So that got to be a little boring. Then you start to realize as a census worker, what you need to do is go either early in the morning or late at night or later in the afternoon, not late at night, but later in the afternoon when they get home from work. So you just kind of figure out what their schedule is so you would be able to complete the census. The things that were really wonderful about it was that the information that you would apply into the program, the minute you do it and send it away, that was it. You never saw it again. You know, once you complete a questionnaire. So I felt really great because it was somewhat sensitive information that was sent off of my control. So it was like I was done with it. I was finished. I just wanted to make sure the data I was collecting was going to the right place, which was to the census, and what they needed for was brilliant. So I was glad to be a part of that. Yeah, they gave me all the things that I needed. They certainly gave me the training, and I certainly had the people that I worked with as far as the Census Bureau goes. They were really terrific. Everyone was. My supervisor was exceptionally good. Any question I had, I could immediately call him, and brilliantly, he would have an answer and, you know, or we'd work out the problem. The biggest worry, I think, was during COVID, because I really started doing NERFU or non-response in late July. So we were still concerned about COVID. So you wear a mask constantly, you have hand sanitizer, and you always stood at least 6 feet away from whoever you were talking to. And we were almost always outside. Concern about catching COVID or giving COVID to someone else was pretty nondescript. It just didn't really happen. I think the hardest part about it, there were a couple of things that made it difficult being a census worker. One was you had very little contact with your people that were in your group or people that were in your community that were also census collectors. So we didn't really have any camaraderie. And my supervisor was extremely good and kept us all in the loop and was really informative and kept us alert of what was going on. So that was really positive. The information you got about each case was very positive. You got very little information, but it, you know, as far as, you know, blue door or the number is different, you know, check a different number or some kind of a specific thing. But the information you collect basically is just counting who's living in what dwelling, who's there, who's in the city, who's in the village. And the real problem, because there was a lot of non-response, I think there was like a feeling of government intrusion by asking people these questions. And it was a bit of a struggle a couple of times, but basically the purpose of the census was for the community. There's like tremendous amount of money from the federal government, which by the way is collected from the states, which by the way is collected from individuals, but a tremendous amount of money that gets filtered back into the country, the different villages, different cities, different townships, different countrysides, to determine what the needs will be. And it's not just education, it's not just, you know, firemen and police and roads. It's stuff like if we have a catastrophe, some kind of flood or a tornado hits or a fire. I mean, these things happen all over this country. And you don't know how many people are living there. How are you going to get resources to them for urgent care and urgent help or feed people or bring tents in if you have no idea? And this census thing has been going since 1811 or some, you know, really long time ago. They decided that this was important to know how many people are living here. So in a sense, I really feel positive that the work we did in the census, and even us guys on the ground, you know, we're doing something that was really important. I mean, it's funny because sometimes, you know, somebody will come up to you, you know, say to you, you know, I'm not going to talk to you. I'm not going to talk to you, you know, if you knock on the door. No, no, I'm not talking to you. And you'd say, well, you know, okay, that's fine. Fair enough. But, you know, this really is for the community. I think people were afraid that we were trying to locate and identify people. And that was not what was going on. Oh, I know what I wanted to tell you. One thing that was really great is after my training, I had my first, I'm looking to interview someone, and we've been trained and you knew what to ask them and you knew how to work the handheld mini computer, which was actually a telephone, right? But I went to a couple of houses and nobody was there. So you put notice of visit in, and that's sort of boring. However, I did learn how to stick teeny pieces of paper through door bottoms and sides. But anyway, so this one guy was just living down the street from me. And I said, hi, I said, you're on my census list. Do you mind, you know, can we do an interview for the census? He said, sure. So he was like a perfect interview. He gave me his name, which, you know, was optional. He gave me his age, his birth date, his girlfriend, or his wife, I guess, his wife's name, all the information I needed. And he did it so clearly and so calmly, and I felt great. And then he said to me, you know, I'm young. This is the first census I've ever taken part in. And I really feel like I live in the United States now. I really feel like I'm going to be counted as a citizen. Well, that just, you know, put me on a high. I thought, well, my God, I'm doing something nice.